Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to episode 22 of our series Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come. Based on my book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here is one of them. Dear Pastor McCulloch, your program is one of the best quality of programs on the radio here. Most of what is on these days is just junk and jargon without substance of the Lord's word of intent. I am glad you take a new approach. I am blessed. Dominic Varnado, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk. Or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first 13 chapters of the book. Last week, we covered chapter 14, The Mother of All Battles. Let's sum up what we've covered in chapter 14. A place called Armageddon. 1. Actually, Har Megiddo, an ancient hill fortress in northern Israel, close to the junction of the two major north-south trade routes, and a suitable gathering place for armies coming from the north to attack Jerusalem. 2. God's wrath will be poured out upon the nations ruled by the Antichrist in the form of many plagues, stirring them to an angry response against Israel. 3. Demonic spirits that perform signs will go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. 4. The kings of the east will field an army of 200 million men, armed with powerful weapons. And 5, they will advance against Israel, like a cloud that covers the land. Before we continue with chapter 15, The Return of the King, let's listen to Papilio from Nova Scotia, Canada, with a tune called Correlations. Thank you. Chapter 15, The Return of the King. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, the disciples witnessed Yeshua ascending into heaven. Acts 1, verses 6 to 11. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. We are told that Jesus will return to earth in the same way that he left. He will come in the clouds and descend to the Mount of Olives. Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The same passage in Zechariah, where we read in the previous chapter of the invasion of Jerusalem, continues in Zechariah 14, verses 3 to 9. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations, as he fights on a day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be neither sunlight nor cold, frosty darkness. It will be a unique day, a day known only to the Lord, with no distinction between day and night. When evening comes, there will be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea, and half of it west to the Mediterranean Sea, in summer and in winter. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name the only name. The book of Revelation backs this up in Revelation 11, verse 15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign for ever and ever. In Revelation 10, verses 1 to 7, Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud, with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke, and when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say, Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives for ever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants the prophets. Revelation 16, verses 17 to 21. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, It is done. Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since mankind has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones, each weighing about 100 pounds, fell on people, and they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible. When the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, it's the end. The Lord himself will appear in the clouds, accompanied by his armies, and will destroy the forces of the nations who are fighting against Israel. As his foot descends once again onto the Mount of Olives, there will be a tremendous earthquake, which will change the face of all the land around Jerusalem. Zechariah 14, verses 10 and 11. The whole land, from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will become like the Arava. But Jerusalem will be raised up high, from the Benjamin gate to the side of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the Tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses, and will remain in its place. It will be inhabited, never again will it be destroyed. Jerusalem will be secure. That was my good friend Barry Bynum from Texas, USA, and Walk Through the Fire. Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendour of his coming. Zechariah carries on to describe the destruction of the armies of all the nations. Zechariah 14, 12-15. This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, people will be stricken by the Lord with great panic. They will seize each other by the hand and attack one another. Judah too will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, great quantities of gold and silver and clothing. A similar plague will strike the horses and mules, the camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps. The armies gathered against Jerusalem will experience something akin to a nuclear holocaust. Whether actual nuclear weapons or a supernatural flash, we don't know. They will also panic and attack one another, something which has happened many times when enemies have come against Israel. Again, Israel also will fight and overcome them. Revelation 19, verses 17 to 21. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in mid-air, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gather together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulphur. The rest were killed with the sword coming out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. The Lord gave Ezekiel a very similar picture of this. Once again, the kings of the earth and their armies are described as food for the birds and wild animals. Ezekiel 39, verses 17 to 20. Son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Call out to every kind of bird and all the wild animals. Assemble and come together from all around to the sacrifice I am preparing for you, the great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. There you will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, as if they were rams and lambs, goats and bulls, all of them fattened animals from Bashan. At the sacrifice I am preparing for you, you will eat fat till you are glutted, and drink blood till you are drunk. At my table you will eat your fill of horses and riders, mighty men and soldiers of every kind, declares the Sovereign Lord. Earlier in the same chapter he says in Ezekiel 39, 1-16, Son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, This is what the Sovereign Lord says, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drag you along. I will bring you from the far north and send you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will strike your bow from your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right hand. On the mountains of Israel you will fall, you and all your troops and the nations with you. I will give you as food to all kinds of carrion birds and to the wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in safety in the coastlands, and they will know that I am Lord. I will make known my holy name among my people Israel. I will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, the Lord, am the Holy One in Israel. It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day I have spoken of. And those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use the weapons for fuel and burn them up, the small and large shields, the bows and arrows, the war clubs and spears. For 7 years they will use them for fuel. They will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut it from the forests, because they will use the weapons for fuel. And they will plunder those who plundered them and loot those who looted them, declares the Sovereign Lord. There will be so many discarded weapons, not required for war anymore, so they will be used as fuel and will last for 7 years. Verse 11, on that day I will give Gog a burial place in Israel, in the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of travellers, because Gog and all his hordes will be buried there. So it will be called the Valley of Hamon Gog, the hordes of Gog. For 7 months the Israelites will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them, and the day I display my glory will be a memorable day for them, declares the Sovereign Lord. People will be continually employed in cleansing the land. They will spread out across the land, and along with others, they will bury any bodies that are lying on the ground. After the 7 months, they will carry out a more detailed search. As they go through the land, anyone who sees a human bone will leave a marker beside it until the grave diggers bury it in the valley of Hamon Gog, near a town called Hamona, and so they will cleanse the land. As we can see, the practical clearing up operation after this battle will be a major undertaking. But what does it mean that the Messiah has returned to earth to reign? What will his kingdom be like?
When I'm down and oh my soul so weary, when the troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and waiting in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
That was a band called Slemish from Belfast here in Northern Ireland, and You Raise Me Up. Let's sum up what we've covered in chapter 15. The return of the king. 1. When, after his resurrection, Yeshua ascended into the clouds from the Mount of Olives, the angels promised that he would return in just the same way. 2. Daniel says he will come with the clouds of heaven, and all nations will worship him. His kingdom will last forever. 3. Zechariah supports this by describing his feet touching the Mount of Olives, instigating a tremendous earthquake, which will split the mountain in two, east to west. A river will flow out of the city in two different directions, east to the Dead Sea and west to the Mediterranean Sea. 4. According to the Revelation, this earthquake will have repercussions around the whole earth, causing the cities of the nations to collapse. 5. The Messiah will appear accompanied by his armies, including the righteous from all over the earth, and those who have died, now resurrected. 6. He will go to battle against the Antichrist beast and all the rulers and armies of the earth, destroying them with the brightness of his coming. 7. The armies will be destroyed by a plague similar to a nuclear attack. In addition, they will turn in panic and attack one another, as well as being attacked by Israel and the armies of God. 8. Their bodies will be eaten by the birds and wild beasts upon the mountains of Israel, and it will take at least 7 months to bury all the remains. 9. The discarded weapons will be collected up by Israel and used as fuel for 7 years, being no longer required for defence. And 10. The 1,000-year reign of the Messiah has begun. Join us again next week for chapter 16, The Heart of Stone Removed. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback edition, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or just check on Amazon. Slán agus Panagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.